Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Hooters bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. J.J. Ramberg is here, ladies and gentlemen. J.J. is back. She's the host of MSNBC's Your Business. J.J., thanks again for being here. By the way, folks, also, I'd like to tell you about what we talked about last segment, GoodShop.com, which is their website. Please check that out. J.J., the show, your television show, is on Sunday, the Sunday and Saturday mornings, right?
It is. It's Sunday morning, 7:30 Eastern time, so whatever that makes it for you. And then it re-airs on Saturday morning, 5:30 a.m. Eastern time. So
at any given weekend, though, you can get two different shows.
You can, exactly. Yeah. You can also get it, you know, we're on Hulu, we're online, you can get it all over the place.
So check it out, and It's a great show, and so talk to us about what you guys have been working on lately on the show. What are some of the things you've been doing to give people an idea about what you're working on?
Yeah, so we focus on the show on lessons learned, but that's the big piece that we do. So we just had a pitch meeting yesterday, as we do every week, where everyone comes in and pitches stories, but we always talk about is what can our audience learn from this that they can apply in their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was fun. It was our first pitch meeting in the beginning of the year, and we talked. One of my favorite ones that we're going to work on is this idea around deadlines. One of our producers pitched a story on this company that makes floats for parades, and they always have these big deadlines, right? And so they're down to the wire, and the way he was thinking of it is, how do you meet a deadline? And then I expanded it to, and I know we've all experienced this, when you have a deadline, everyone's working their hardest. You're not sleeping. It's very exciting. But how do you maintain that level of excitement when you don't have a deadline, right? Not that you want everyone there till midnight every day by any means, but that same kind of passion around what you're doing, like you have with a deadline, when you don't have a deadline.
It's like when, how many times have you watched a football game and a team comes alive with a 2-minute warning, right? And they,
exactly.
and they win the game, and I'm thinking, why don't they play like that the whole game?
Right, and so we're going to dig into that in a story that we're working on, and I'm really excited. I mean, that won't be on for a few months while we dig into that, but that's a topic that we've not done on the show yet, but I think it's really important.
Well, I think you're right, and it has a lot to do with the level of engagement of your folks.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with if you're going to work at that pace and at that level of intensity, you've got to have an environment where if you make a mistake, you don't get fired, but people say, okay, what did we learn?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we talk about that on the show and at Good Shop a lot, which is take risks, you know, make mistakes, just make them quickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you see
make little ones quickly, right?
Yeah, if you see that something's not working, that's okay. You will never be penalized, right, for giving something a shot, but you shouldn't have it take a year for you to figure it out.
So one of the things, and I've been fortunate enough to be on your show, and it's a lot of fun, folks, when we do it. One of the things that you do is the elevator pitch in the beginning, where people are pitching a product and they're probably trying to get some funding, right? And have you had anyone to make a pitch there and then find out 3-4 years later or whatever that they really turned that into a great success?
You know, we've had a lot of people on the show that have turned into great successes. We had early on, she wasn't an elevator pitch, but we did a story on, do you know Nasty Gal, this company?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Nasty Gal, we did a piece on them, Beaujo Chocolat.
Right.
Katrina Markov, we did a story on, I mean, these companies, even Guilt.com, which was sort of a high-flying success and then a little bit less of one, but, you know, still quite a big company. We had them on early on, so been really exciting. I mean, in the same very kind way that you said that it's been fun to watch my company grow, it's been really fun for me to watch these other companies grow that we had on when they were so small. But last week we had this elevator pitch, this husband and wife team. They have this company called Feel Good Foods. They make gluten-free Asian food, dumplings, et cetera, frozen. And it's the first elevator pitch we've had on where the product got a 10. And I would have given them a 15 if I could have. It was so good. Their food was so good.
Well, you know, and listen, when I've been there, you haven't let me taste any of the food.
You've got to come on the right day.
I know. I got to figure that out. So what else have you – give us some more thoughts on what you – if you had to sum up what the last 10 years have been like. And by the way, folks, she's now in her 11th year. They've already had their 10th anniversary. If you had to sum up what the last 10 years have been like for you and your crew and the folks who've been on the show, what would you say?
So it's funny you ask that, because another thing we did in our staff meeting yesterday is we went around, because we've been doing this for so long, right? And I asked everyone, what do you love about doing these stories? Just to get us all excited for the new year. And we talked about it personally for each of us, and so many of us said just meeting these people, right? What small business people are doing is extraordinary, right? Mm-hmm. We're not sending people to the moon. We are not, or some of us maybe, but most of the people on my show, we're not curing brain cancer. But, I mean, look, running a small business is quite hard, and if you are employing people and earning enough money to feed your family and help them feed theirs, and that is an
important part. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, really have.
And these people are anchoring Main Street, too. That's the other thing.
Absolutely.
And so your business, folks, your business on MSNBC, Saturdays and Sundays. And I got to give a shout-out to your producer and our good friend, Dawn Stackhouse.
JJ,
you be sure to tell Dawn we talked about her today.
Dawn
Stackhouse, she's great. Quick break, right back with JJ Redberg. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.